Well, look who's back. It's Bruce Mercer and Bob Horsley.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Haven't we done this before?
I think so.
Yeah. A few times.
Different occasion this time, though.
It was a summer before last, right?
That's right. It was.
That you guys rode your bikes across the country from Gloucester, Massachusetts to Vashon Island over, what was it, 6 weeks?
It was 2 months.
2 months. Okay.
No, that's right.
And occasionally, Bob and I will still, like on May 2nd, we have a standing lunch date just to... That's when we started 2 years ago. It's just to kind of remember. It's like, okay, that really happened?
Yeah, it really did. It wasn't just a blur?
It was a blur. Yeah. It was a blur that happened.
Well, now you're going to do something. I mentioned that it was not quite as dramatic, but equally crazy. This is the 7048 event. Is it technically a race?
It is a race.
Yeah.
There's actually prize money in this.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Although, it's like $10,000 of prize money.
They split the kitty between four entrants.
Okay.
I think half of the kitty goes to the first place.
Uh-huh.
And then they split it up between three or four other entries.
Is it based on what kind of boat?
It's based on kind of an interesting, 120 boats. And how do you divide the fleet? So they divide it into four categories. And the categories are, do you face forward? Do you face backwards? Do you stand up or are you alone?
Yeah. That's
wow.
It. Yeah.
Oh, we are obviously face backwards.
Yeah.
Because we're rowing.
Yeah.
So the trick of this race is it's all human powered.
Yeah.
There's no motor, no sail.
Right.
And
no help. No assistance. Help.
Those are the only rules.
So there's no boats out there to kind of help you out.
Yeah. No.
And no assistance. In fact, if you have human powered,
if you have any kind of boat helping you, you're disqualified. If somebody hands you something on the shore, you're disqualified. If you are any assistance that's not generally available, you could walk up to, old Burt's General Store and buy something if you wanted to, because that's available to everybody. But no personal assistance anywhere along the way. You got to do this alone.
So this race starts from Tacoma.
Museum of Glass.
Museum of Glass. And ends in Port Townsend.
Port Townsend.
That's right. There are only two directions. You have to go up Colvos, and you have to go through the Port Hadlock Canal, sort of the inside way to Port
inside
Townsend.
Inside Bainbridge?
Outside Bainbridge.
Outside Bainbridge.
Outside Lake, outside Bainbridge, around Point No Point, and then you go, instead of outside Marrowstone Island, towards Admiralty Inlet, you go inside Marrowstone Island through the canal there and then back to Port Townsend through that bay.
And so you're required to follow that route?
Actually, are you required to do that route?
You'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
but they basically just have two checkpoints. One's off of Point Defiance Beach, and then the other one's at Port Townsend.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So how did you guys decide to do this race?
Well, we're pointing at each other.
Actually, last year was their first year doing this race, and we live right above Colvos, and we were sitting on our neighbor's deck having dinner last year, and at around sunset, all of a sudden, this flotilla of small crafts comes up Colvos. Like, what is going on?
Yeah,
and so we went down to the beach and we talked to a couple of people that beached their boats there, and so that was their first year doing this.
Uh-huh.
And so it's sort of been on our radar since then, and several months ago Mark Nasuti in our rowing club was able to he talked to a couple of guys that were ready to donate an open water double to the Vashon Rowing Club. And they did, and this is a big, beamy, double boat.
Mm-hmm. Heavy boat.
Heavy boat, made for open water. It's got self-bailers in it. And our club had never really done any open water rowing, so not many people really had that much, knowledge about this. But anyway, so I can't remember if it was Bruce or myself that nudged the other one and said, what do you think?
We have this thing in the rowing club that we euphemistically refer to as life coaching, which is drinking beer on Saturday afternoon. And it was during that session that one or the other of us looked at the other one and said, shouldn't we do this?
Yeah.
And we both agreed.
Well, and as soon as one of us says that, it's like, okay, all right, well,
I was there.
Deal.
I remember it was Bruce.
Okay. All right.
Was not.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, this is definitely happening.
Yeah.
So the jug is what we call this boat.
The juggernaut.
Yeah. And I saw a picture last night of last year's start at the 7048. And there were several rowing shells, so quite a few rowing shells that look like they're heavy duty, but more enclosed. The boat you're rowing, it's like a sit on top kayak in a way.
It is a bit like that.
More so than a racing shell.
Yeah. Little foot wells.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere in the middle where it rows well. We both like rowing this boat a lot, but it is a very heavy boat. In fact, the worst, we've had a couple of training sessions where we've rowed around 42 miles around Vashon and Maury, and we both dread getting back to the beach. Because we have this 150 yards to carry the boat. And it's everything we can do to make this final walk back to the boathouse.
Yeah.
There are times we thought maybe we should just drag it up on shore.
We've actually portaged it across portage from Inner Harbor to outside.
Wow.
Which was a long walk with
Now we did as a rowing club, we did a couple of around the island rows in the past where we did the entire loop around the island. But we also spelled each other after an hour and a half or so in the boat. And I remember just feeling really stiff and really tired, and my butt hurt like crazy. So that was after an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be in the water for, what do you think?
12 to 15 hours.
12 to 15 hours.
Depending on the weather conditions, and the tides are advantageous, which is the timing of the event. But we'll be out there for 12 to 15.
So here's the thing: we're not going to be pushing this really hard the whole time. The whole point, and it's
$10,000 hanging out there.
Yeah,
we are not actually in the running for $10,000.
And it's actually kind of similar to the way that we did our bike ride. We're just going to try to relax and stay as loose and relaxed as we can the whole time, and get out of the boat every 2 to 3 hours to stretch. And
that's good.
You know,
I would suggest that's
the game plan.
It's a funny feeling where we are so used to intense athletic things that we enjoy doing with each other and the rest of the team. And this is about resilience. And you, at any one point, you think, I'm not really working very hard. And yet on our rows around Vashon, which have been in the 7 to 8 hour time frame, at the end of it, we are shot.
Yeah.
And yet at no point do I feel like, boy, I was going for it.
Yeah.
I just limped along the whole way and I'm staggered at the end of it.
Yeah.
So it is with some trepidation that I look at 12 hours, and I think there will be people to help us drag the boat to shore.
It's going to be fine for the first, you know, 6 to 8 hours, and it'll be a bit of a blur.
Yeah.
I spoke with a competitor from last year, a nice young guy who is really, really helpful to me. And I put the stories over to Bob. And at the end of this interview, he said, well, you know, this is type two fun. And there was a pause. And he said, you know what type two fun is, don't you? And I'm like, well, maybe you could refresh me. And he said, well, type one fun is something that it is a gas when you're doing it. And it's really fun to tell the stories afterwards. Type two fun is it is really fun to share the stories afterwards, but maybe when you're doing it, it's no longer fun at all. And I guess, well, type three fun, that's Shackleton.
we're not planning on going there.
Right. But he said, brace yourself. This is a lot of type two fun.
Yeah.
And this is something Bob and I are good at. And we're very much good at doing it together. We have shared countless type two fun type events. And so this is in our sweet spot.
So on your bike ride, your biggest obstacle was the wind.
Yes.
You were almost always against the wind.
Jeff, we're not talking about wind.
If you're going to ask us about the weather, we're not going to.
We
have a pretty lousy history with talking about weather. It's not going to.
There'll be weather out there.
Yeah. Isn't it likely, though, that the wind will be in your favor?
Jeff.
We're not going to talk about Jeff.
Okay.
Bad hoodoo, you know?
That's right. It could go well and it could go horribly.
Yeah.
And we're not going to assume it's one or the other.
So I would assume that you're going to try to get some sleep during the day of the day of the race, or will that be impossible?
That is tomorrow, and there's still a bunch of equipment gathering and packing, and there's actually, there's stuff to bring.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that the GPS and the VHF and that all those things are together.
Talk to me about how you outfitted the boat.
I don't think you mentioned it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the boat has to have, by rules, it has to have navigation and safety devices, like everything from an air horn to you have to have a GPS and a VHF radio to communicate. The group will have a tracker in every boat, an electronic device that is tracked. This is a good point. I'm glad you nudged this, that the event actually will have a tracking website, so that I'm not supposing that anyone would be interested in this, but if somebody wakes up at 3 a.m. and they need to entertain themselves, you actually can go to a website and all 120 boats will be present on a map from Tacoma to Port Townsend. You'll be able to see
where everybody is.
Our team is VIRC, the rowing club, Vashon Island Rowing Club. That's our team name, VIRC. And you would be able to look at this website and you would see where we are or aren't.
Do you have that web address?
I do. It is, in fact, I wrote it down as I walked in here. It's tracker.70,
spelled out
48, just the letter, the numbers, 48.com. So tracker.7048.com.
Yeah, they've done quite a job with this website.
You
can go on and click any boat that's in the race and find out who's in the boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's a sense of humor about the website.
We met one of the officials. We were getting our boat safety check last weekend, and Bob and I have both been part of P2P over the years, and organizing that and getting the look together for that. And when we first saw this website, which is worth visiting, the 7048 website, just for a laugh. Mm-hmm. It is a very funny site.
Yeah.
And we thought, these are kindred spirits. These are our peeps.
Really similar, sort of tongue-in-cheek.
And so when we talked to the officials down in Tacoma, and then we mentioned to them, we like your website. We're involved in the P2P. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they were all over that. And we said, well, we name our rides the not 30, 50, and 70 mile. And they knew the names already.
Yeah.
That they had obviously, we were sharing each other's sense of humor.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll bet we get some P2P riders out of it.
Hope we are. Bob and I will be wearing P2P shirts as a little, little promo.
Yeah.
Those will look good in the 2 a.m, Bob, I'm sure.
So for next week's show, I would love to get an update along the way. I wanted to give you guys a call late at night from the radio studio. And we'll record a conversation. We won't go live.
Can we call you?
Sure. That may not be a bad idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you the phone number.
6 or 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
As long as we don't wake you up.
I want to call you around 11 o'clock that night after we watch you pass through Liza Bula earlier in the evening. Right. And then I want to call you again in the morning just before I head up to rowing. Get an update before that. So and then we'll play back those updates next week.
That sounds like fun.
That'll be great.
Yeah. So last question. You have cycled across the country. You will have rode from Tacoma to Port Townsend.
Bob, do you know where this is going?
It seems like things definitely come in threes. What are you going to do to complete the trifecta?
A good poker player never tips their hand.
No tip on that.
No,
okay.
No,
there right.
just,
but there could be.
There could be something.
Down the road.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah. I mean, one is a bicycle, one is a rowing shell. It seems like you need a third means of transport, some kind of.
That may be.
Could
might be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We'll work on that.
We do have a few things we talk about, which we're going to, that and the weather, we're going to leave alone.
Yeah. Probably wise. Well, may the wind be at your back and.
No, Jeff. The wind in our face.
Yeah.
We face backwards.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I forgot for a second. You're rowing.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, it'd be great if we had wind in our face the whole way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope for that. And, have a great time. Have a great time. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks a lot for doing this again.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Okay. Bruce Morser, Bob Horsley, they will be taking off in the 7048 race. that leaves out of Tacoma, the Museum of Glass, at 7 o'clock on Friday night. That is tomorrow night.
And yes,
they will,
it is.
They will pass through Liza Bula, they think, in the 9:30 area.
That's right.
Along with everybody else. So it'll still be light out. It'll be a great thing to go watch this massive human-powered craft, including stand-up paddleboarders and everything
else. Kayaks, stand-up paddleboard, outrigger canoes, regular canoes, all kinds of rowing vessels.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
It's a flotilla.
Have fun, you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.